And we welcome you on into Table Talk today. It's the first Wednesday of the month, meaning we have a guest from Snow College joining us. And we're excited to have Drayson Ball, the new Sports Information Director, joining us. Drayson, welcome on into Table Talk this morning, and glad to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. You've got some radio background. You know exactly. We don't always have everyone know exactly what to do with the mic. You are front and center, ready to roll, and we're happy to have you on. If you don't mind, just maybe introducing yourself to our audience, where you've kind of come over with this new position over at the college.
Yeah, my name is Drayson Ball. I born and raised in Gunnison, Utah. So local kid, graduated in high school back in 2010. Actually, a Snow College graduate as well. I graduated from there in 2014, so very familiar with the area. Last 7 years, I've been living down in St. George, working at now Utah Tech University, formerly Dixie State University, right? Been doing a lot of things down there in the athletic department. I was also helping out with the school-run newspaper there for a while as a student. Graduated there in 2018. And then, like I said, I've been working with the athletic department there for several years before this job opened up, which was pretty much the exact job that I was hoping to get down there, but just things never aligned to be able to open up a full-time position there. But Snow College opened up this job up here, which is the Sports Information Director, and I applied for it and was able to get it, and couldn't have been happier to kind of move back home to where I'm from and to be able to work with the wonderful people over at Snow College.
Newly created position, so you are the first one establishing kind of a new tradition with that.
Yeah, it's a brand new position. They've never had anyone be a full-time sports information director. They've had other people that have been able to kind of fulfill the duties here and there to a certain extent, but a newly created position that basically, as the sports information director, I guess you could kind of say I have sort of three main responsibilities, the first of which is to make sure the stats for every Snow College home game are taken. So every football game, soccer game, basketball game, I am the one that's importing those stats into the computer. Those stats then get sent to our website. They get sent to the NJCAA. They get sent to the Scenic West Athletic Conference website. That's probably my primary responsibility as a sports information director. I also run the back end of the website. So all the press releases that you see come out from Snow College with athletics, the snowbadgers.com website, I import schedules, I import rosters. I basically run the entire Snow Badgers website. Everything, the information you see on there comes from me. And then my third responsibility is kind of being the go-between between the media and any Snow College athletics student athletes or coaches or anything like that, that if there was an interview request that wanted to be set up between a coach or a player, I would kind of be the go-between for that.
Super important position. Give us an update on how current sports are going. Fall's always a really busy time. Football's off to a great start in the top 10. Soccer and volleyball in full swing as well.
Yeah, that's the good thing about coming to Snow College, to a school that's pretty much a perennial powerhouse in almost every sport. I mean, there's really not a sport where they are not extremely competitive in, and certainly not within the top 15 or 20 rankings. Football right now, like you mentioned, 4-1 on the season. They have one of the toughest schedules in the NJCAA right now. They have faced three ranked opponents already. One of them that they faced the opening game of the season weren't ranked at the time. They have now since entered the rankings. So if you count that, four total teams that have been ranked in their first five games, which has been a juggernaut. They've gone 4-1 in those games. They still have a couple of high-ranked teams coming up, including this weekend's game Saturday at number 3, Iowa Western Community College. Huge rematch from last year. They played in the national semifinal game, and it was a thrilling overtime loss for the Badgers, 30-29. So hopefully some revenge on the horizon there for Snow College. The women's and men's soccer team are both doing tremendous as well. In fact, all four fall sports have a combined record of 38-1.
Wow.
So 38-1, one tie comes from women's soccer, but over a .750 winning percentage for all four fall sports, which is just almost unheard of. The volleyball team right now is currently ranked in the top 10 as well. In fact, all four fall sports are ranked in the top 20 in their respective sports. So very, very competitive, very good high competitive teams there at Snow College.
Homecoming weekend just around the corner. You guys have had kind of a schedule shift change. Football now playing a different opponent. How has that impacted the events and just everything that you've got going on? Maybe give us some insight into that.
Yeah, Snow was originally scheduled to play ASA Miami. they have had to cancel that game, and so now we've kind of had to scramble and kind of reschedule a little bit. Garden City Community College will be the Snow's new opponent for homecoming. That game has been flexed to 1 o'clock p.m. It is no longer at 7 p.m. So if you're expecting to come to homecoming at 7 p.m. on October 15th, that game has now been changed to 1 p.m., still inside Terry Foote Stadium there on the campus of Snow College. Garden City out of Kansas right now, 2-3 on the season. Should be a good game, a tough opponent. They've also played a very tough schedule as well, and they've played some ranked teams very tough as well. So it should be a good game. Parade starts at 10:30, or they're going down Main Street there. The parade starts then. And then there's all sorts of other events that you can find there during homecoming week. There's the chalk, walk the chalk, where you can basically, you know, create some art there on the Snow College sidewalks and all that kind of stuff. So lots of good events there during homecoming week.
Tailgate at the practice field, 11-1. Perfect setup before the football game. Kickoff, as you mentioned, is at 1. Soccer games also are soccer also playing that weekend?
Soccer is playing. There's a little bit of a conflict in schedule. Soccer plays at 11 for the women and 1:30 for the men. So kind of got to choose between whether you want to go to the soccer games or the homecoming game. Again, that just has to do with the fact that we had already scheduled that homecoming game for 7 o'clock, and we had to change that one to 1 o'clock. And so we kind of got a little conflicting schedules there with the two sports.
Saw food trucks listed here on homecoming. That's something that'll drive. Food trucks are just, how do you pass up a food truck?
Exactly.
It's just tremendous. Going to be a lot of fun for homecoming weekend. Give us a little preview for men's and women's basketball this upcoming year. New head coach and Coach May over with the men's side. How are things looking for basketball this winter?
Yeah, they are. In fact, it's what we in the business, in the sports information business, call crossover season. It's upon us. It's about the 3 or 4 most stressful weeks, at least in my job, because not only do we have all of the four fall sports that I mentioned going, now basketball, men's and women's basketball begin this weekend. In fact, men's and women's basketball both in action this Saturday. Some tournaments. You know, not in Ephraim, but yeah, they're looking good. Andrew May, the new head coach for Snow College, he is actually from the John Judkins coaching tree. He is down there at Utah Tech coaching alongside John Judkins, which obviously John Judkins' name holds a lot of weight here in this community. First year as a head coach, very excited to have him here. Hopefully that we're going to, you know, be able to see some of that John Judkins coaching similarities come out with Andrew May for the head men's basketball coach. And then for the women, also same thing. Again, all the things you can say about the men's and women's basketball programs are the same things you can say about all the fall sports. Always very competitive, always very good basketball. The Horn Activity Center, a great environment to take in a basketball game. Extremely loud, a lot of fans there. So it should be a very, very good season for both teams.
Acoustics have always been fun when you get roaring there at the AC. So, well, Drayson, we've appreciated you coming on and hopping on with us today. Congrats on getting what considers to be a dream job. That's the best we can all do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of jumping in and drinking from a fire hose here, but trying to do my best. You can find all this information, snowbadgers.com. That's the athletic website. You can go there, find schedules, rosters, press releases, updates to everything happening Snow College athletics-wise. It's a site that has not been really updated very often just because they haven't had a position there to be able to do it full time. But snowbadgers.com, go there and find all the information you'll need for Snow College athletics.
Sounds terrific. Drayson, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and best of luck, as you just mentioned, getting into that crossover season.
Absolutely.
It gets pretty crazy.
For sure. Thank you.
That is Drayson Ball. He is Snow College's new sports information director, talking Badger sports. Got homecoming coming up, a big matchup with football this weekend, and of course all the other sports that continue to have success.